We're in the middle of Reish Nun Gimel Aleph. We're going to start again from the beginning, go through quickly. We already did the first couple of pages. It's a four-page sip. Okay. And the topic is Shehiyah, and it touches slightly on Chazara, as we'll see today, but we haven't really seen yet, I don't think. And it touches on Hatmana, which hopefully we'll see also today. Kira. There's three types of ovens discussed over there in the Gemara, third parak of Shabbos. Our ovens, we'll see, are assumed to be a Kira. A Kira is the most makel, most lenient of all the ovens. Let's see. So Kira Shiasuya Kidera Vishov Sinapia Kidera Lamala. Vishba Mokam Shvi says Shte Kidero. So a Kira has room to put inside two pots, so it's bigger than some of the other ovens. Then it's not a Kira. Then it's a Kupa. And you can put it on in top, you can put it inside, you can put it on top. If it's heated up, be gefes, sheep, soul, shell, zaysim, obe, eitzim, and therefore, after the wood, and I guess these eitzim also burn, it creates gichalim coals. So also, the tinele tashim, but now I'm going to put food on there before Shabbos. Leha shoso aleha, to have it cooking into Shabbos. Ela in kin is bashal kol tzarka, wo mitzamek viralo, unless it's fully cooked, and mitzamek viralo. That's the first opinion of the Mechaber. We're quickly going through from the beginning. So you didn't miss anything. That Shita Sarif, Arambam, that's the Machmir opinion, first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that you can't leave something on an open fire when Shabbos comes in unless it's fully cooked, and the more it cooks, the worse it gets, and that way, otherwise we're afraid you're going to poke other coals. Okay, now here we have to make a parenthetical point. It doesn't matter what that means. Okay, and that is like this. There's a Shaila here of Shehiyah, which we've been discussing all week. Now there's a separate problem, a separate shaila. If you have food that's not fully cooked, so there's a machlok, big machlok gesishon, but shita saramba, which the machaber passes in shin yud ches dalid, is that even after the food is machal ben josai, it's half cooked. If you cook it more until this bashal called tzarko, you cook it to the end, it's still an issa daraisa of bishul b'shabbos. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eger lays down a rule at the beginning of Shiyut Ches, and he says that anything that you do that makes the cooking process go quicker, you cover the pot, you stir the pot, you make it hotter in any way, shape, or form. Again, it's a whole balagan because I got into a big debate with two Talmidei Chachamim who are much bigger than me. But all the Svarim say like this, so I'm just going to say what I saw in all the Svarim. All the Svarim say, anything that you do, even if you... It means putting it on the blech closer to the fire. Anything they do, the pot is not fully cooked. Anything that you do, according to the Psag of the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, is an Issa Daraisa of bringing close to the Bishul. Okay, so it's very, aside for a Shehiyah discussion, which we're discussing now, there's a separate problem, which is perhaps even more Chamer, and that is anything that you might do to this pot, even if you take off the cover to look inside, you can't cover it again, because anything that you do, like covering the pot and making it hotter and stirring, anything that you're going to do is going to make the bishul process go quicker, and that can be necessary. The rest.
Until
fully cooked.
What about after fully cooked?
That's fine. Right, that's fine. Here, the only problem is chote b'chalim, that he's going to poke at the coals, which is mavir. There's no bishul once it's fully cooked, even if the cooking more makes it better. Once it's fully cooked, it's fully cooked. How you define fully cooked? Again, that's a separate. You know, some people like their steaks like this, and some like it like that. And I once, I guess it was years ago, my wife served string beans Friday night, and they were hard. And I said, "You better not put these, you know, heat these up tomorrow." And my father-in-law was like, "Why not?" I said, "'Cause not fully cooked." And he's like, "Yeah, that's called fully cooked." I don't know. Everyone has their own definition of fully cooked. I don't know. Fine. Right. Anyways, that just stopped a point that we haven't made until now, but it's a very important point that if the cooked food is not fully cooked when on Shabbos, you're running into very, very serious problems. Your kid picks up the pot because he's nosy. Boom, you can't cover that pot anymore. Okay. Anything that you do, you can't, if it's not fully cooked, you can't do anything to speed up the cooking process, like close the oven door, cover the pot, mix it, move it closer to the fire, anything that you do.
In other words, you let it sit on because it's Michael Benjamin's soy, and now you
right.
Can't do anything else.
Okay, that's aside from the Shehiyah discussion. The Shehiyah discussion involves poking at the coals. Fine. Okay, so that's page one that we did on Sunday. We're quickly going through what we did. So if it's mistamik miralo, then we're not afraid you're going to poke at the coals. Or the other way of doing it, which we already discussed yesterday, which is not lamaisa because just bismaneinu, it's not the way things work. But in theory, there's a hetzer called kedei rechaisa. If it's totally raw when Shabbos comes in, so then we're not afraid you're going to poke at the coals because there's no way for it to be ready for the Friday night meal. Won't be ready till Shabbos day. By Shabbos day, it'll cook overnight. It doesn't need you to poke at the coals. I'm supposed to say nowadays it doesn't work like that. The food cooks between, you know, Shkia and when you're sitting down before you have your dessert Friday night. There's a good 3 or 4 hours, and that's more than enough time usually to cook the cholent, or usually to cook whatever it is. So as a general rule, unless maybe possibly perhaps it's a slow cooker and things like that, but as a general rule, things go very fast nowadays. Why they didn't go fast 2,000 years ago and 500 years ago, I don't know. But the poskim nowadays say that this heter doesn't really exist. Fine. But in theory, it exists, and this is the theory. La'alacha v'lo l'maisa. O shulchai, shulon is basher klal, it's not cooked at all. The kevan shulchai, since it's raw, mesir datim ben adamacha, he doesn't think about it till tomorrow. Because not eating it, won't be ready tonight anyway. V'kol alayla, yochel is basher b'lo chitui, and he has a whole night to cook, 12 hours to cook, and we're not afraid you're going to poke at the coals, because 12 hours is enough time to cook. Aval. In this basher ksas, v'lo is basher kol tzok, if it's a little bit cooked, but not fully cooked, v'lo is basher kol tzok, v'lo is basher kol tzok, or according to this first opinion, even if it's fully cooked, but it's going to get better, there's still a problem of shihia, according to this opinion. You can't leave it on open fire. Chayshinan, we're afraid, shemi yechati, you're going to come to poke at the coals to get that extra yummy taste in your food, and therefore also lash also allow, and it's also to do shihia, unless the oven is garuf v'kotum. What does that mean? Elin King Garav, then show it to me and call it Gucholim. You took out the coals, so there's nothing to poke at, basically. Oh, Katam, or he covered it with ashes. I knew. Shekisa Gucholim be'efer lama'et chumam, to lessen the heat. It lessens the heat, also shows that you're not interested in the heat. We're not afraid you're going to poke at the coals. That's why the Chazon Ish doesn't like the blech, but most posts can do accept the blech. The blech is good enough. The Chazon Ish wanted to say it doesn't lower the heat, because it's metal and it's not good enough. The mice of the poskim say that it is good enough, and that's, I think, Dominic and most of Klai saw what they do in Bnei Brak. I do not know. Right. Also, regular plata is also good. If there's no knob, fine. Continuing along with the heter, la halacha v'lo l'maisa of kedei rechaisa, so the Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Gemara, in nasan b'chaticha chaya, even if you just throw in one piece of raw meat, that's enough, mutter, ki ilo isa kula chaya, as if the whole pot is now raw, da'idei kach masir da'itum imena, because that's showing that you're not interested in the food being ready for tonight, and it'll be ready by tomorrow anyway. Va'afilu eina grufa uktuma, mutter lismoch la kedera b'samuch chutzala. So, now, even if it's not grufa ktuma, you can put it samach l'kedera. Okay, again, we don't have the samach. I know you wanted to say parts of the blech. It's not really once it's a blech. So mamela, it's grufa ktum. We're talking about a samach that doesn't need grufa ktum. Well, according to this opinion, it needs to be fully cooked and it's going to get worse, which is not necessarily so common. So what you need is either a blech or a plata. No, then you don't need it. If it's going to get worse, then you don't need it.
So the problem with Shia is just only because of the gazera of Shnei Chatei Kalim. Yes. In theory, there's nothing wrong with just, let's say something's not fully cooked, leave it on, you put it on the flame before Shabbos.
That's the problem. No, it's a gazera not to do it, because you're going to come to poke at the coals.
I'm saying the rice. The fact that it's cooking over Shabbos.
That's fine. Right, according to Beis Shammai, that might be a problem. According to Beis Shammai, it's fine, right? Shmissus Kalim is mutter. Beis Shammai asks all those things that go into Shabbos. That's discussed. That's how the Gemara gets into this in the first part. If you heat it up the oven, not with something that turns into gichalim, into coals, but something that just disappears, like the flimsy straw, mutter lasho salea fil ena lo grufa lo kduma. You don't need grufa kduma because it doesn't create coals and there's nothing to poke at. Fine. Hagan notes as drama. Shtei kiro samatim azu etzuzu. You have Siamese twins ovens. The dove and shacheres beinam separated by a wall of cheres. Achas grufa kduma, shnia ena grufa kduma. One is grufa kduma. The other one is not. So then the not grufa, the one that is grufa kduma is mutter. Mutter lasho sal grufa kduma. Avap, even though the heat is coming from the other oven that's not Krufa Ktuma, we're not afraid you're going to poke it, oven A, to create more heat in oven B. Avap, Mishmasvevo, Mishaina, Krufa Ktuma. Period. Fine. Okay. Adkan discussing the Kira. Now we're turning into other ovens, which are not relevant, Bismanenu, which have more intense forms of heat. The most intense of heat is a tanur. Vitanur, we did this yesterday as well. Afil husak bikash vigavava, even if you heat it up with flimsy things that don't create coals, it's still aser. Afil lismachlo, you can't even put it close to the oven, and even if it's garuv vikatum. Haga, because manchi yatz lettuce bowl. As long as that's so, if it's not yatz lettuce bowl anymore, it's just not. It's like not an oven. But as long as yatz lettuce bowl is an oven, I've been trying to figure out because I had a shy Friday night because my wife is in America, so the kitchen was upside down, and I forgot to. I bought burekas for the kids, and I forgot to put them in the oven before Shabbos. So now, as I'm taking the food out of the oven, the oven's off. The oven turned up before Shabbos. The oven's still hot. I want to put my burekas into the oven, but the oven's off, and you're allowed to do that. So from here, the old-fashioned tanur, you couldn't do that. Nowadays, I've been asking around. I didn't see anything. The rabbi yesterday, I thought it was mutter. In the end, I decided it wasn't even yatz lettuce bowl, so there was nothing to talk about.
You could put it on a platter. I'm not sure if you do it.
Yeah, you could do something. Right. Okay, yeah, we'll get that later.
With these burekas already baked.
Yeah. All right. So okay, good. Okay, hold on. Time out. Good. Okay. So I shouldn't have gotten into this topic because this is a chazara discussion, which hopefully we'll do Wednesday, Thursday. Chazara is how you're allowed to heat up food on Shabbos. And it's important that Reish and Gimel, and Shin Ches is Bishul B'Shabbos. The whole discussion of Reish and Gimel, all right, we'll discuss it tomorrow, hopefully. When we get to Chazara, we're not there yet. Right there. Okay, now we're up to the Beinoni oven. And that's a Kupach. Shul Makom Shvisas Kedera Achas. It's smaller than a Kira, only has room inside for one. So if it's smaller, it's assumed to be hotter. So then it depends how you heat it up. If you heat it up with flimsy straw, so it's like a Kira. And then you have the heterim of Kira. And Kira, you don't need a heter because it's only flimsy straw. It doesn't create gechalim as mutter. If you're heating it up with something that creates cold, the gevs of eitzim, then as a din of a tanur, and then it's much more chomer, and it won't even help to do grufu k'tuma. Again, it's not relevant because nowadays, as we're going to see right now, but tanurim shalanu dinam kekira. Our tanurim are the din of a kira. Kira is the most lenient of all the ovens. Why is that? They bring some mishabura as old discussion because it opens up on the side, and maybe if you had one of those pizza ovens, although I don't know, our pizza ovens also open on the side, most of them, right? Maybe there's super duper rooper types of ovens that might be worse bizmanina. But the normal ovens that you have in your house has din of a kira. So they talk about it's large and it's supposed to be less hot, or it has a thermostat so it can't get too hot, it always keeps the heat at a certain point. Ramesha has something that when you turn it off, it cools down very quickly, and the old time ovens you see did not. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. Our tanurim are din of a kira, so this tanur and this kubach are not relevant. La lochala maisa. Okay. You don't want me to skip, so I'm going to try to go straight. Okay, so now, so we already did yesterday the other opinion. That's why I skipped, because there's two opinions as to when you, right? Fine, but he doesn't want me to skip, so I'm not going to skip. Anyway, we already skipped, so we don't have to skip anymore. Okay, so now it's the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Lamed. Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches. Two questions. They asked Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Shachach Kedera Agabe Kira Ubisha B'Shabbos Mahu. You know how to do shahia. You know how to leave something on the stove and the oven cooking. He forgot he did it. Is he allowed to eat that food? Question number one. Then later on the page, the Gemara has Ibaidu, Avar Vishaha, Mai, Mikansu Rabban Rolo. Is he allowed to eat the food? So the Pashut way of looking at it, the first question is Shachach, he forgot it. He did it Bishogeg. The second question is Avar. Avar Vishaha usually means he did it Bemezid. So Shogeg Mezid, two different questions. The Rif and the Rama have a different gears on the second question. They're not talking about Avar V'Shachach. It says Avar V'Shachach. So, but the first one says Shachach, and the second one says Avar V'Shachach. So what's the difference between question number one and question number two? So they explain that in question number one, I don't know how they got this, but this is how the Rif, the Rambam, the Gra, Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see right now. The first question is if it's not nisbashal kol tzarka, Are you allowed to be nene? The second question is, it is a special called tzarko, but it's mitstamek v'yafilo, meaning it's ready fully cooked, but it's going to get better. And he forgot, and he left it on the stove, or in the oven. So if it's a special, now we're going with the riff and the Rambam that say, even if it's fully cooked, you're still not allowed to do shehiyah. The second opinion, which we already saw yesterday, we'll see again soon, the HR is going to be mutter legamrei, once it's machal ben yisrael. But riff and Rambam, the shitatzam, that you can't do it unless it's the special kotzarko, the mistamik viralo. So what if you did it bishogeg? He forgot and he did it. So if it's fully cooked, even if it's mitstamik v'yafilo, so it's also to do, but b'di'evit, if he did it, the food is going to be mutter. If it's not yet fully cooked, then the food is going to be aser. So let's see that inside. V'im shachach v'shaha. He forgot. Where I left off. The Rama said, Tanrim shalanu dinam kikira, and the parentheses, right after those parentheses. You got it? By the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavtes, v'im shachach v'shaha. If he forgot and he did shehiyah, imutav shebishal kol tzarko, it's already fully cooked. Mutter, the food b'di'evit is going to be mutter to eat. Afilu hu mitstamik v'yafalo, even though it was also for him to do according to this opinion, and it continued getting better, but since it was fully cooked, the food is b'di'evit going to be mutter. Why? Mishabur explains to Katan Lamed, because at the end of the day, it was fully cooked and you didn't benefit. It got a little bit better, but you didn't really benefit in a significant way. B'di'evit, the food will be mutter. But if it's not fully cooked, so now the fact that you allowed it, b'isr, even though b'shogi, to continue cooking, it's more significant. So the food is going to be aser ad motzei Shabbos. You can't eat until motzei Shabbos. It's aser, Mishmur says, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, for everybody, certainly for the members of your house, since it was done for them. If motzei Shabbos, he has to wait kedei sheyase, the time it takes to make the food, that's a machlok has brought down in Mishmur Sif Katan Lamed Beis. Now, if he did it b'mezid, which according to the Riff and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch was not the question of the Gemara, so it says, Imavar v'shav, he did it b'mezid, aser b'shneim. It's going to be aser. Hagon, here you need kedei sheyase, according to everybody, basically, after Shabbos. Look at the Bir Halacha, Dibur Masla Ad B'kedei Sheyasu. Why Shelo Yehani Melech Shabbos? You did something wrong, and you're over Nisa the Rabbanon B'mezid. Not to be nene from Melech Shabbos. Rambam Ber Gimonos and Atam Kedei Sheyistake Klum V'yovo Lahakya B'Pam Acheres. Basically, you shouldn't be the Chote in Iskar, and next time you'll also conveniently forget about the food that is not fully cooked and not put on your block. Okay, now for some reason, the Rama now is switching into Chazara. Chazara is when you put food back on the quote-unquote fire on Shabbos itself. Shehiyah is you do it before Shabbos and it continues cooking into Shabbos. Chazara, which is really belongs in the Sif Beis, is when you put it on the fire on Shabbos. So he says, V'im hechziram en yidu b'Shabbos. If the guy puts food for you on the fire on Shabbos, which the Jew is not allowed to do, and the guy shouldn't be doing either. So when the guy does it, so it's better than the Jew doing it. So dino kishachach v'shaha. So it has the same status as a Jew forgetting before Shabbos and allowing the food to continue cooking on Shabbos and doing shehiyah. So if it's fully cooked, mutter. Not fully cooked, aser. Okay, we'll try to get back into that when we do chazara. It's hard to fit it in over here. V'im hechziro Yisrael, and if the Jew did chazara b'isr on Shabbos, Mishmur points out, even if he did it b'shogeg, so dino ka'avar v'shah, so what you do on Shabbos itself, even b'shogeg, is like doing something b'mezid before Shabbos, and it's going to be aser. V'im mitzamek v'ralo, but if the food was just fully cooked and it's just making it worse, then it's not like then it's gonna be mutter. Shreilo nana mina iser. But what if it was cold and you made it hot? So then you were nana from the iser. So that's Dershu points out that would in fact be aser. Bring that down from the Chazon Ish. Because now you're nana. I had cold food, so it was fully cooked and it didn't get any better, but it got heated up. I like my food hot, not cold. And that would be aser. Okay. Continuing in the Mechaber. Now we have the Eish Omrim that we discussed. So we said the Machlokes Rif Rambam say that she is us unless it's the special called Tzokim and Samek Viralo. And Rashi and Tosus hold that as long as the food is half cooked and it's sort of basically, almost basically kind of edible, so then Shehiya is Mutter. So that's this opinion which you've already seen. The Eish Omrim, she calls she is special Kamacha Ben Jusai, Ocean is special called Tzokim and Samek Viralo. If it's fully cooked, even if it's getting better, or if it's not fully cooked, it's just half cooked. Mutil hashoso agabe kira. You're allowed to leave it on the kira. Haga or feel agabe tanur. Even on the tanur, the tanur is worse than the kira. But when it's mutil in the kira, it's going to be mutil in the tanur as well. Even if it was heated up with wood, and now there's going to be gechalim, and even if it's not grufa k'tuma, it's going to be mutter. And the whole sugya of grufa k'tuma, v'luskur, grufa k'tuma, v'husuk, b'kash v'gaveva, that whole business is only kishehitzchel v'hisbasha, it started cooking, v'lo yigil machab ben josai, but it's not yet half cooked. But if it's already half cooked, no problem, she is mutter. Again, we pointed out, you're still going to have a problem, in theory, possibly, perhaps, the food's not cooked. So you can't do anything to that food to make it cook quicker. But that's a separate thing. That's not what we're discussing here. Here we're discussing Shia. Are you going to come to poke at the coals? Rashi tells us, and this is Yishom saying, you're not going to poke at the coals, and therefore it's mutter to leave the food there without a blood.
That's I thought that was a das yachid also, the fact that if it's a special, past the point of Gemachah Ben Drusai, that if you do something to it, that it'll
that's not a das yachid. It's not everybody. No, because some say once Machab Ben Josai, there's no Bishlam in that Torah to continue cooking it.
Right.
Okay, we get the Shirich has Dalit, but the Machaber Paskin is like Rambam, that's an Issa Daraisa to take it further, and then the post can bring down that any act that you do is possibly included in that Issa Daraisa Mamar Bishule.
According to the
if you hold that, there's no Bishlam Daraisa after Machab Ben Josai, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, but the Shulchan Paskin is like the Rambam, that there is Bishlam Daraisa after Machab Ben Josai. To take it from 50% cooked to 100% cooked, any step of the way is an Issa Daraisa. And anything you do to push it along the way is Mamar Bishule, is also Makar Bishule is considered Issa Daraisa also.
Is Makaba that?
I don't think the Ramah disagrees. I don't know. It's a big bear loch and she has Dalit, he lines up the teams. Okay, and now, even if your food is machal ben josai, and you don't want to put on the blech, and according to the sheet, you don't have to put on the blech, but yeah, you have a separate problem, which, again, we'll see in Siv Beis. If you want to return something to the fire, your kids want to take some cholent Friday night after a Friday night of steigen, they take it off the fire, they take out some cholent, they cannot put it back on the fire if it's not grufa k'tuma, if there's no blech there, if it's not a plata, if the fire is not covered. So it's a separate problem. The chain, that's the machaber alludes to now, which really relates to Siv Beis, in not kader me. Now you want to put it back on the fire for tomorrow morning, you can't do that unless it's grufa k'tuma. Fine. Now, according to this opinion, if you forgot b'shogeg and you left food on the fire cooking without a blech, the food's going to be asur. For sure, if you did it, be amazing. Okay, now everything we said over there, you have to say according to this mahalas. If it's very machal ben josai, it's going to be mutter to do. Obviously, food's mutter to eat. You're allowed to do it like chatzila, according to this opinion. How do we paskin? So we discussed this very at length. We're not going to go through it again. The Ramah says the minig is kisvara achron. Fine. The kaze beinyan. Okay, so now for some reason, in Reishon Gimel Aleph, where we're focusing for 3 days on shehiya, now we kind of touch on hatmana. Hatmana means insulating. Just because you can't take, okay, we'll get there soon, Reishon Zayin, but you can't take a pot and cover it on all sides on Shabbos, and sometimes you can't even do that before Shabbos, depending on how you're insulating it. So says the Mechaber, because it be inyan shehiyah. This is regarding shehiyah. Shakder yishavas akisei shabaris al gabi avonim inu gas begachalim. You have coals, then you have a grate, and the pot is on the grate. The pot does not touch the coals. The Mechaber, oh, the Hatmana, I just explained Hatmana as something being fully covered. You take a towel and you wrap up the pot, that's Hatmana, fully covered. The Mechaber holds that even if it's only a little bit covered, something, even if it's not covered at all, if the pot is touching the coals, it's a gzera, you're going to do the whole thing with coals, you're going to poke at the coals. Once it's touching the coals, the Mechaber holds, even though it's only a little bit on the bottom, that is also called Hatmana, that's going to be Aser. We're going to see now the Ramah disagrees. He says, basically the whole thing has to be covered. That's all, the whole thing, 90%, 80%, 75%. Okay, that's a discussion which we'll get to. But just the fact that it's sitting on the coals, according to Ramah, does not turn it into hatmana, and is going to make it mutter. Now, hatmana on coals is going to be also even if you do it before Shabbos. So that's what the Mechaber is saying. Here we talk about you putting it on a grate on top of the coals, not touching the coals. But if it's touching the coals, that's Hatmana. It's out of the game of Shehiyah, according to the Mechaber. It now becomes a Shad of Hatmana, and the Mechaber holds that's Aser. The Chazon Ish holds like the Mechaber, that it's Aser, but the Minig is like the Ramad, Mishabura, that it's Mutter. Let's see. Hagav, Yeh Shomim. Even if the pot is sitting on the fire itself, as long as it's not fully covered by these coals, so it's not called hatmana, it's going to be mutter, and that's the minhag. Now the Rama says, but you have a separate problem now. Because if the pot is somewhat covered in coals, you can't move those coals. You move those coals, they ignite, means they light up, or they get extinguished, they burn out, or you can't touch those coals. So how am I going to pick up the pot? When I move the pot, by definition, I'm going to be moving the coals. So that's the conclusion of the Ramah. So the meaning is that if it's on the coals, it's mutter, it's not called hatmana, says Ramah. Rakshin is harim, people are careful in not kunksas kodem haShabbos min ha'esh. Before Shabbos, move it a little bit off of the coals a little bit, that you could basically take it off of the thing without moving the coals. And if you didn't do that, and it's mamish on the coals, then lo nitzkem in aish. If it's agabe aish b'shabes, it's mamish on these coals, so it's no hatmana problem. But how are you going to move the pot? So the best way to do it, says Ramal, yesh asir misham ayde eni yudi. Let the guy do it. There's no guy. The Jew can do it. He has to be very careful. Here's talking about where it's resting on the coals, and you kind of pick up the pot and hope the coals don't move. And if they move, it's a davishin of a scab, and it's going to be mutter. But if it's like surrounded by coals on the bottom, where it's impossible, it's a psik reisha for sure, those coals are going to move, so then the Yisrael would not be allowed to do that. So simple. That's it. Yesha asir misham adei goy. If no goy, hold on, mutter the Yisrael asir misham, vizahar, be very careful, shikachet misham benachas, do it very gently, v'lo yinanei ha-gecholim, make sure not to move the gecholim. Va'az afim yinanan k'sas, even if the coals move a little bit, it's a davar shemis kavinu v'shari. That's if it's on top of the coals. Let's see. Mishnah Berurah got the nun aleph. Davka k'sham is like there agabe gecholim, and it's theoretically possible to pick it up without moving the coals. About hagecholim u'nochem saviv akedera, but if it's surrounded by the pot, it's surrounded by coals, and anything you do to the pot for sure is going to move the coals. Also, the Jew cannot pick up that pot. Mishum shayidei netilasa, by moving the pot, bevadai, for sure, yechate b'gecholim, he's going to be moving around, poking at those coals, v'asa. The idea is that ma'avir ha-tachnos mechabel yonah, some of them are going to be ignited, some of them are going to be extinguished, that's going to be awesome. Even though he doesn't want to do it, but if it's definitely going to happen, we call that a psik reisha. He can't say, I just want to play with the chicken's head, I'm going to cut off the head of the chicken, but I don't want the chicken to die. If you cut off the head of the chicken, chicken's going to die. It's called psik reisha. It's going to be usher. There are those that are machmir, they can't even have a guy do it. I am a magravar, mili rabba, mikol makom yedu tzarich shabbos, yesh lisma chadasa mekilin ayidei guy. There's a discussion if psik reisha is shayach by guy. It could be that the whole concept of psik reisha is only by a Jew, and therefore mila can be mutter by a guy, even though there's a psik reisha involved. Now, I don't know why, I didn't look enough into this specific topic. From here, it sounds like it's not so pushy, because he didn't just say Amir Lakum is mutter by a psik reisha. So in the Shaira Tzion, he's Mem Gimel, he says, now I don't care about those coals being lighted or not ignited, so that's called psik reisha d'lo nichale. So he says, D'be'emes, hello, urak psik reisha d'lo nichale. It's not like I perhaps open the fridge and light goes on, and I want the light, I don't want the light to go on Shabbos, chas v'shalom, but I'm happy the light's on if it wasn't Shabbos, so I could see inside the fridge. So that's psik reisha d'lo nichale. I'm happy with that byproduct. But here it's absurd only because I don't care about the coals. I'm finished with the cooking for Shabbos, and Isur Rak Midraban on the Kulei Alma. So maybe what he's saying, I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. Maybe he's saying that it becomes a Shvus to Shvus, but Makom Mitzvah. It's an Isur Derabanan of Emir LaAkum. The Isur that's involved is only Isur Derabanan because it's a Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei. So it's a Shvus to Shvus, a double Derabanan, and but Makom Mitzvah double Derabanan might be. Maybe that's what he's saying. I was under the impression by Psik Reisha by Guy is Mutter. So I have to look into that a little bit. So Dear Shu points out, Bishabur Lahalan Kasi Mil and Nachim Mutaz Gambi Psigration of Nichele. Kevin Shu Shvus Bivasa Israel. Okay. So Dear Shu sends us to Simin Reish Nuntes. Look what he says over there. But okay, that's part of the discussion over here.